From our Old Testament reading today, the book of Exodus, chapter 19, verse 4. The Lord says, I have bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
我们今天在旧约的出埃及记19章第4节，上帝说，我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了。
The book of Exodus in the Old Testament describes how the Lord delivered his people of Israel from slavery to freedom. The book of Exodus begins with the people of Israel in slavery in Egypt. God delivers them from slavery and takes them on a journey to the wilderness, to the promised land, the home that God promised to give to their father Abraham.
在旧约圣经出埃及记描述了上帝怎样拯救以色列人脱离奴役而获得自由。出埃及记这本书的开头是以色列人在埃及是奴役，神将他们从奴役救出来。
Our reading today occurs as the Lord is cementing or uniting his relationship with his people in the wilderness at Mount Sinai, the big mountain. There God will give his 10 commandments of how we are to live before God and before others. In our Old Testament reading today, the Lord reminds the people of Israel that he delivered them out of Egypt as on eagle's wings and brought them to himself.
上帝话俾我哋知点样与人相处在一起，同埋巩固与平民嘅关系。喺我哋今日阅读嘅旧约圣经里边，上帝提醒以色列人，上帝把以色列人从埃及拯救出来，就好似鹰咁样，用佢嘅翅膀执起自己嘅仔女飞翻屋企。
Now the Lord says in our Old Testament reading today to the people, now therefore, if you obey my voice, if you keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possessions among all peoples, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
在我们今天阅读旧约圣经里面是这样讲，如今你们若听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中作属我的子民。
This Old Testament message from Exodus is almost the same as what we have in the New Testament, where in the New Testament book of 1 Peter, verse 9, chapter 2, we hear this. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a royal nation, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
新约圣经和旧约圣经的资讯基本上是相同。在彼得前书第2章第9节是这么写的，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的
In our Old Testament reading today from Exodus, we hear that if you obey God's voice and if you keep his covenant, then you shall be the Lord's treasured possession, a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. We note the if and the then. If the people follow, then God will make them his own treasured possession.
我们今天阅读的旧约圣经出埃及记里面，如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中作属我的子民，因为全地是我的。上帝讲，如果和跟住会怎样？如果人跟随住上帝，跟住上户，上帝就会痛锡他们。 如珠如宝。
In the New Testament passage, we hear you are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation, a people of God's own possession. There's no if and there's no then. There's only you are. You and are God's treasure possession.
在新約聖經裡面，唯有你們是揀選的族類。 是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，叫你们宣扬那召你出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。在新约圣经里面，系冇如果同埋跟住，你哋系冇得拣，系上帝拣选咗你，你系上帝嘅宝贵财产。
How do we move then from an if then or a conditional statement or an iffy or maybe or a conditional relationship with God to a firm and established and committed and strong relationship with God? How do we move from that iffy and maybe in our relationship with God for a for sure yes in our relationship with God?
我哋点样先至好肯定同上帝嘅关系？旧约圣经话，如果你系听话，跟住就会点样？新约圣经话，你已经被拣选咗啦。我哋有咩办法转变为与上帝建立牢固嘅关系呢？
To help us move from a more transactional and limited relationship to God to more fully committed and strong lasting relationship with God, our reading today focuses on the eagle, the bird, the eagle. In our Old Testament reading today, God compares himself to an eagle, like an eagle sheltering his young. He has borne or carried his people of Israel from danger in Egypt.
我哋要将上帝俾我哋有限嘅交换条件转变为持久关系，同埋受到上帝嘅关注。咁我哋要睇下只鹰。我哋今日喺旧约圣经里边睇到上帝把自己比作一只鹰，佢就好似一只老鹰咁样保护佢自己嘅孩子。佢将以色列人脱离危险嘅地方埃及。
Eagles are impressive birds. I remember seeing an eagle as a kid and just staring at how fast, how high that eagle flew. It turns out that eagles are popular throughout the Bible. In fact, eagles appear a number of times in the whole of the Bible.
老鹰是最令人印象深刻的鸟类。 我记得喺我细蚊仔嗰阵时，我见到一只老鹰，我睇住只老鹰，睇下佢飞得有几高，同埋有几快。事实证明，鹰喺圣经里边系好受欢迎嘅，喺圣经整本圣经里边出现咗好多次。In
our Old Testament reading today, it says the Lord is like an eagle. The Lord shelters and carries his own young. The most famous passage in the Bible about eagles is probably found in the prophet Isaiah. It says, "They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Not only is the Lord like an eagle, we are called to fly like eagles.
我们今天阅读旧约圣经里面，主就是讲一只鹰，
Consider the eagles, or look at the eagles, the Bible says. Eagles make nests high above. They shelter above danger. Eagles help and guide their young to fly. Eagles destroy predators. Consider how the eagles are like God. God shelters us high above danger. God says back in our Old Testament reading today on Mount Sinai, his people are sheltered. But also today he shelters us from all danger, temptation, and evil.
想一下，只老鹰建立个巢，喺啲比较高同埋危险嘅地方。 老鹰帮助庇护同埋引导幼小嘅鹰飞翔，老鹰会毁坏嗰啲嚟侵犯嘅其他动物。谂一下，老鹰点样好似上帝？上帝会庇护佢嘅子民超越危险，从古代西奈山嗰阵时到而家，上帝都保护我哋脱离一切嘅危险。
Like an eagle, God helps and guides us to fly on our own, to live as Christians in an often hostile world, to follow God, to not grow weary. God, like an eagle, destroys our predators, destroys fear, worry, sin, the devil. Consider how God bears us on the wings of his mercy as we fly through our busy daily lives.
上帝帮助我们，并且引导我们自己飞翔。作为一个基督徒，生活喺一个经常充满敌意嘅世界里面，跟随上帝不疲劳。上帝毁灭我哋嘅恐惧、忧虑、罪恶同埋魔鬼嘅掠夺者。谂一下，我哋点样喺我哋日常忙碌生活飞翔？ 用上帝怜悯嘅翅膀带着我哋飞翔。The
Lord is like an eagle. You know, there aren't many birds like eagles. Eagles, they rule the air. Eagles fly above other birds. They see all that is below. Just like how the Lord above sees all that is below, the world he made below.
上帝就好似一只鹰，好似鹰咁样。
The Lord is like the mighty eagle. And now we can return back to our Old Testament passage today, and that if then, or conditional relationship with God. Remember, we want to move or fly from a conditional or iffy or maybe relationship with God to a stable and soaring and strong relationship with God.
上帝就好似一隻強大嘅雄鷹，我哋而家翻翻嚟舊約嘅經文，上帝用如果同埋跟住嘅條件交匯嘅關係。
Back in our Old Testament reading, the Lord says that his people may be his treasured possession if they follow the Lord. The Lord is like a powerful eagle who carried and delivered his people.
翻到嚟我哋今日嘅旧约圣经，上帝说：如果你听从我嘅话，遵守我嘅约，就属于我嘅子民，因为全地都是我的。上帝好似一只大鹰大能嘅鹰，带着佢嘅子民拯救佢嘅百姓子民。
Of course, the rest of the Old Testament shows that, yes, while the Lord is like an eagle, the Lord's people are not like eagles. In fact, they don't soar or follow the Lord. They are more like pigeons, not eagles. Now, the Lord loves pigeons too. This is true. But the Lord calls us in the Bible to fly and soar like eagles, not pigeons. Eagles fly. Pigeons sort of try and fly. Eagles soar above. Pigeons wander below.
虽然喺旧约圣经里面表明咗上帝好似一只鹰，但系上帝嘅子民就唔似一只鹰。事实上，佢哋唔会飞翔或跟随上帝，佢哋似只白鸽多过似只鹰。而家上帝喜欢白鸽。 呢啲係真喎，但係上帝呼召我哋好似隻鷹咁樣飛翔，而唔係好似隻白鴿。老鷹會飛翔，白鴿會嘗試飛翔，雄鷹在天空上展翅高飛，白鴿喺底下徘徊。The
people of Israel throughout the Old Testament, they act really like pigeons. God desires that they look to the eagles, it says in scriptures, but they look to the ground, they look to their own needs and concerns. And you know, that's what pigeons do. Someone throws pigeons food right over in the park here. They swoop in, they try and get that food. They fight with each other as pigeons. They squawk, they try and get whatever they can, they put themselves first. That's an image for what the people of Israel do in the Old Testament. Like pigeons, they fight. Like pigeons, they put themselves first instead of God and others.
喺舊約嘅以色列人就好似一隻白鴿咁樣行事。上帝希望佢哋仰望老鷹，但係佢哋環顧自己嘅需求同埋關注，呢啲就係白鴿嘅所作所為。 有啲人掟啲食物出嚟，佢就撲到去咁樣搶住嚟食。白鴿同白鴿佢自己會喺度打交爭嘴，趁佢自己會得到最多嘅食物。白鴿把自己放喺第一位。喺舊約聖經，以色列人所做嘅就似嗰啲戰鬥嘅白鴿一樣，佢哋把自己放喺第一位。
The people of Israel in the Old Testament had an iffy or a conditional relationship with God. They weren't very faithful at all in their relationship with God. The Lord knows this. And the Lord then, throughout scripture we hear, he sends his own treasured possession. He sends his own son, Jesus. And Jesus tells us to look or consider the birds in the air, how our Heavenly Father provides for the birds. And if he provides for the birds, he provides for us. How the Lord even provides for the pigeons below.
旧约嘅以色列人与神嘅关系唔系肯定，要有条件交换，完全唔系好忠心。上帝知道呢一点嘅问题。 所以上帝差遣佢嘅宝贝仔耶稣财产赐俾我哋。耶稣告诉我哋要考虑空中嘅飞鸟，我哋嘅天父点样供应我哋日用嘅飲食，同埋供应下面嘅白鴿。When
Jesus' earthly parents, Mary and Joseph, bring the baby Jesus to the temple, they offer the gift of pigeons. Pigeons for pigeons like us. It's an offering they give. You see, we're no better than the people of Old Testament times. Like pigeons, we struggle to fly up to God. We tend to put our own interests and needs before others. Like pigeons, sometimes we even fight for our own needs and forget about the needs of others.
耶稣在地上的父母玛利亚和约瑟把婴儿耶稣带到圣殿，耶稣的父母奉献白鸽作为礼物。我们好似白鸽咁样，我们未必比旧约里面神嘅子民好啲。我们挣扎着与上帝一起飞翔，我们倾向自己嘅利益同埋需求。
Our Heavenly Father knows that we should fly and soar like eagles, as it says in the Bible. Our Heavenly Father, though, also sees from above our sin below and our need. And our Heavenly Father sends from above His own Son, Jesus, to us below. Jesus, who gives us His own life.
我们的天父知道我们应该好像只鹰咁样飞翔。我们的天父睇见我们的罪同埋需要。我们的天父差遣佢嘅自己儿子耶稣为我们献出咗自己嘅生命。Jesus
is like an eagle. He destroys the ultimate predators of sin, death, and the devil. Jesus is like an eagle who soars and ascends, flies to heaven. Jesus, like an eagle, it says in the Bible, carries, bears us on his wings, carries us through this world into the world of the life to come. Jesus, who like an eagle, carries us from below to above.
耶稣好像鹰一样，毁灭罪恶、死亡同埋魔鬼。
耶稣好似鹰一样，展翅高飞，并且进入天堂。耶稣好似鹰一样，用佢嘅翅膀携带住我哋穿过呢个世界，进入未来嘅世界。耶稣好似鹰一样，把我哋从下边带到上边。Because of all that Jesus does, because of all that Jesus is like a mighty, powerful eagle, we now can fly, we can soar, we can have a more committed and stable and lasting relationship with God. That's why with Jesus, it says in the New Testament, we are a chosen race. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that we may proclaim the excellencies of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
耶稣所做嘅一切，好似一只有力大能嘅鹰。我哋而家可以展翅飞翔，通过耶稣，我哋同上帝有稳定持久嘅关系。喺新约圣经耶稣身上，我哋系一个被拣选嘅种类，系有郡主嘅祭司，系有圣洁嘅国度。
Consider a look at the pigeons. Look around. Pigeons are very popular here in New York. Pigeons have a good time in New York. If they can make it here, we can make it here. God provides, gives to the pigeons. And God, our Heavenly Father, gives and provides for us.
睇下周围嘅环境，就睇下啲白鸽自由自在咁生存喺我哋呢个大纽约市里边。如果白鸽能够喺呢度成功，我哋都可以喺呢纽约呢度成功。上帝供应白鸽，我哋嘅天父供应我哋。
Consider these words from God to us today. I bore you on eagle's wings. I brought you to myself. In Jesus, the Lord has carried us on eagle's wings. He has brought us to himself.
想真下神的话，我如鹰将你背在翅膀上，把你带到我自己身边。在耶稣里，神用鹰的翅膀。 把我们带到祂面前。
to have a more stable, a lasting, a strong relationship with God, to not be iffy or maybe in our faith, to be more committed in faith, is to see how the Lord carries us on wings of eagles. Look to the Lord like an eagle from above, our strength, our commitment. See all that Jesus does for us like an eagle flying for us.
要与神建立稳定跟持久的关系，要看神如何用鹰嘅翅膀带领我哋，仰望神作为我哋嘅鹰，我哋嘅力量，我哋嘅成约，看看耶稣好似鹰一样为我哋所做嘅一切。
The Lord wants us to fly like eagles, not to flutter like pigeons. When we sin, or when we worry, or when we have a weight of fear that's keeping us from flying and soaring like an eagle, God wants us to give all of that to Him. To give that weight of sin and fear and shame to God. Give that problem, that fear, worry, or concern to Jesus. And like an eagle, Jesus will carry us to Himself.
上帝希望我们好似鹰一样飞翔。 而唔係好似白鴿咁一樣撲騰。乜嘢罪、憂慮、恐懼嘅重量阻止我哋與耶穌一起，好似鷹一樣展翅飛翔呢？把所有嘅問題、羞恥、恐懼同埋憂慮交俾耶穌。耶穌好似鷹一樣把我哋帶到佢面前。When
we look and see how the Lord is like a powerful eagle, when we see Jesus who carries us like on wings of an eagle from sin to His forgiveness, from worry and death to hope and eternal life, then these ancient words of Isaiah still lead us upward in faith. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run, not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint.
我们看到上帝好像一只大能的大鹰，我们看到主耶稣好像一只大能的大鹰一样带领我们脱离罪，走向祂的赦免，从忧虑和死亡到盼望和永生。以赛亚古老的话语仍然 引导我们信心向上，仰望耶和华的人会重获力量。上帝有能力，也有愿意帮助崇拜祂的人。所以那些信赖耶和华的人，可以相信祂一定会扶持祂，像鹰一样展翅高飞。阿门。